Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Boy, do I love saying that, because every week I can't wait to spend some time with you. Also, to release a prophetic word, I've got a word right now. It's August 10th, 2022. It's going to encourage you. It's going to align you and prepare you for a visitation of the Lord, yeah? Because as you do some stuff that's in what I'm about to end this message, you're going to see that it's going to line you up. It's going to be the healing for wounded hearts and receiving the Father's blessing. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We ask that you would open up the heavens. No matter when this is listened to, you are outside of time. In fact, you created time. And that you have created the internet, and it was intended to be used for good things. So we pray that you would break through the strongholds right now, try to hold people back, and also bring the healing to wounded hearts and a receiving of the Father's blessing in Jesus' name. Now, I just released a podcast and my prophetic word for the month of August. August 3rd is when I did that. It was called Promises Fulfilled and Blessings Received. Now, this is a time of promotion, both the natural and the spiritual realm. It's a time that things are coming into a new level. There's going to be changes in leadership and government. It's a call to pray right now. Mark my words, there's a change in leadership and government. It's a call to pray, and the Lord is he is moving things around right now. So I release a lot of words, but the one I just did, the one I just mentioned, has some Jesus juice on it. It's got some power of the Lord on it. So we are actually in a healing journey right now. It's like a connect the dots drawing. Each month, the Lord's drawing us closer to himself. And you know, one thing I've learned after walking this for a long, long time is that you go through times. Sometimes you walk through a time of deep healing. Other times it'll be a mountain top. You can't live on the mountain, be nice to, but about living on the plateau of about, but you can live in a spiritual atmosphere of heaven, which is like staying on a mountain, but you still have to walk through some things. There's some valleys and some winding roads. So as we are moving towards the Lord, see, we are integrated, body, soul, and spirit. And we were designed by God to operate in love. Jesus says the greatest commandment of all times is love. Love God with all your soul, all your heart, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. These are the highest that Jesus says. Now, those are the three loves. You got to love God, get through your stuff. Love other people, get through unforgiveness. Get away from people that are hurting you if you have to. And love yourself. Loving yourself too much would be, that's prideful. But the balance is you don't want to fall into low self-esteem either. So we're going to bring some balance in this. I'm going to walk you through right now a powerful crash course in getting healed so that you can hear the Lord and prepare for the release of financial blessings and a visitation of whatever that might look like. All right, first of all, step one, if you're taking notes, this is some good stuff, is to know who God really is. Luke 11:11. How many people see 11:11 on the clock? Well, Luke 11:11, the Lord's, Jesus says, he was talking about the Father being a good Father. Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, you give him a snake instead? Or if he asked for an egg, would give him a scorpion? And he goes on to say, your Father in heaven is a giver of good gifts. And somehow on earth, we get our earthly fathers get stuck in there, or authority figures can get stuck in there. We start experiencing the Father God through damaged or filters that are not true. So I want to help clean up your filters. God is a loving Father. He's not out to judge you or harm you. He's not the drill sergeant in your head. Oh, no. He's not angry at you. And he longs to relate to you and release over you love and spend time with you like a child. 1 John 4:8. John says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That's a powerful word right there. So to receive the Father's love, first of all, now a lot of people have that clouded thing, and there's a thing that actually we need to get into the family of God. 2 Corinthians 6:18, Paul says this: I will be the Father to you, and this is the Lord speaking, of course. I will be a Father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now he was quoting the Old Testament, but he was talking about a family, Father, God, sons and daughters, and being also the Lord Almighty. So you have the Father God who relates with you. You have Jesus, his healthy and well-adjusted son, who's the mediator. And you have the Holy Spirit who operates through. And then we have sons and daughters. We have the people around us. And then we relate to God in a healthy way. And so the Lord is calling us right now to get healed of any wounds in our hearts that's hindering you from receiving his love and his full blessing. The Lord is calling you right now to become true sons and daughters, to step up and take authority. This is the time to step up and not step back. It's a season to mature and to grow in who you are in Christ and to know who you are in Christ and be seated with Christ in heavenly places. When you need this help, stand on the word. The prophetic word I just released for this month is that there's a release of inheritances and repayment and blessings are here. But we want to make sure that they don't get plugged up or delayed because of what I'm about to talk about. So you have to operate in humility, not in pride, and not ruling over others or getting angry and getting upset. You got it? I work at others too. I'm a work in progress. But the key is being humble. So, how to tell where you are in the process? People always ask me, how do I know where I am? Jeremiah 29:11-12 is a good reading, right? You know, it'll kind of tells you where you are on the scale. So you want to look for these things. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you'll call out of my name and pray to me and I'll listen to you. Wow. That's some people's favorite verse, Jeremiah 29:11-12. Maybe you need to put that on your fridge or in your Bible, whichever you go to more, or, hey, why might I both? But right now, let's take a look at that. Prosperity. He says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you. So that would be prosperity. The opposite of that would be debt, the poverty spirit. To not harm you, the opposite of that is fear, accident, sickness, etc. He said, I want to give you a hope. Opposite of that, hopelessness, depression. Yeah. Then a future. The opposite of that is having no idea about what God's called you to or dreading the future. So answered prayer, the opposite of that, is not really hearing answers or having a bronze heaven. So here's what you want to do. I'm going to give you some things. The Lord showed me that this opened up things for me, and it will open things up for you so that you can operate with the Jeremiah 29:11-12 blessing. Let's start with the Lord really values those who love. Now, this is not something that's really common right now. So Malachi 3:17, on the day when I will act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possessions and I will spare them just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. So the Lord is saying this. He goes, I want to have compassion on you. I don't want to nuke you. This is good for anyone who thinks that God's upset or he's the one doing all the sicknesses and the violence. Take a look at this particular part, Malachi 3:17. The Lord said, you will be my valued treasure. Now, there's some things floating around out there God wants to heal. See, those who understand the command of love are being spared from a lot of things, especially some of the pain that's going on right now. There needs to be an opening of the heavens. It happens through the love and humility. So the followers of Jesus Christ are right now, These are the people that the Lord is going to start promoting to a new level of authority. There's been a shift happening in the heavenly realms, and there's going to be some promotions happening. So one of our biggest attacks right now that may be holding things back, it was holding me back. I've had to walk through some deep, deep healing. And the first thing that hit me and hit many other people is realizing that, wow, I had a fatherless understanding or an orphan spirit. Now, honor your mother and your father. You live good long in the land. I honor my mother. I honor my father. My father was a World War II vet, and he was in Normandy. He was in D-Day. So he had a lot of stuff. But you know what? I have nothing against my earthly father. I've mistreated by some other people in my life, but my father and my mother blessed me. You know, even if they didn't in your life, bless them right now. You're going to see something shift over you. But Romans 8, 15 through 17, the Passion Translation, Romans 8. This is important. This is like the pivoting point for this month. Romans 8, 15 through 17, the Passion. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty. Someone underline that. People are believing that God is trying to use rules and regulations. You did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into fear, but never knowing that you've had enough or things are good enough. But you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. And you will never feel orphaned as he raises up you as his child. And his spirit joins in him the words of the tender, affectionous father, the beloved father. Now, I just paraphrased some of that because I was seeing visions of people. And I could read it word for word if you wanted, but I was seeing visions of people who needed those words. He goes on in verse 16. I wasn't changing. You can go look at it, read it for yourself. I wasn't changing anything. I was seeing these people who need healing of these areas. And the Holy Spirit, verse 16, the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved child. You know, we are living in a time of a fatherless generation. The orphan spirit is a condition of people's hearts that people have today. I had to get healed of it. My father died tragically when I was 10. He was electrocuted. I had a stepfather. He was amazing. Still my stepfather today. But I had some things I had to get healed of. The Lord is calling you into a deeper relationship with him. The Lord is calling you to this new level of understanding who you are. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now, I'm not saying that you're a prophet to the nations, but the Lord has a call on your life. And first and foremost, it's a call to love. It's a call to be loved. And as you align with that, then you will indeed receive the greater things. It's like a connect the dots drawing will unfold with each week, each month, each year. So you need to get healed of the hearts of the children, including adults, wounded hearts. Sometimes we can get stuck as a little child. I know I got wounded, and some people see themselves as a little child. Still, get healed, get moving forward, and move into being an adult and who you are. But at the same time, we want to just say that the healing is here for the wounded child. And there's some old wounds and tombs of death that God is going to integrate as you move into your current age and maturity. So God, he wants to minister to the wounded hearts right now at whatever level. Or if you're healed, praise God, then you're going to turn around with this anointing and minister to others. Psalm 147:2, the Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers his exiles of Israel. Now the father, as fathers and mothers and older siblings, and leaders, we need to be careful that we're not inadvertently hindering people from coming to Jesus in love and understanding the love of the Father, that He's not mad at you just because you don't agree with someone and their beliefs and theologies. You don't have to agree with them, but still, you don't want to be mean to them, especially our sons and daughters. And I had to reconcile with the sons and daughters in my life, both spiritual and my daughter. You know, when I went back and realized that I was pushing too hard, and then she said, "Wow, I'm so glad you did that." She was able to receive Jesus and come back into a relationship with the Lord based on this. It's not pushing the truth real hard. It's understanding the heart condition of each person and nudging them, you know, closer to the Lord. And so maybe you have a condition that needs to work through as a process, or maybe you'll have certain times where it'll be an instant healing, or it's usually the combination of both. So I've got a prayer right now. Lord, prayer for the wounded heart. The first step is to cut off any generational ties that you may know about. Lord, we ask that you would just go before us. If there's anything wounded, anything that's causing these wounds in our past or in the past of our ancestors, we ask that you would now, we repent, renounce, and break and cut them off all the way back to the beginning of time. We cut them all the way back in Jesus' name. I'm also cut them off all. I see it set the hammer there. There's some angels. I saw some angels coming with scissors. I saw some angels coming in also with some healing balm and some anointing oil. And I tell you, I'm in the presence right now of the Lord. So let's just say, Lord, thank you that you're going to heal my memories. I can no longer be overwhelmed by them. We put them in your care. Jesus, you are a great mediator, and that you would now be the controller of the memories. And I choose to forgive people that have wounded me. And I realize that as I do this, I don't have to agree with them, but I ask, Lord, that you would heal them, heal me, and allow this to continue into a bigger level. Now, the key right now is forgiveness. Isaiah 60, verse 1. This is one of the verses I felt was really powerful. I used it my prophetic word for this month, Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. The Lord is now shining into the areas of your life that need deeper healing, but He's doing it with gentleness. He's doing it with gentleness because there's been some heavy-duty disruptions going on, and there's been people wounded. So your word says that your truth will set me free, and those who are set free by the Spirit of truth are free indeed. So Lord, I ask that the Word of God would come in, point out anything gently, not harsh. We take authority over those false voices. We ask the Spirit of truth to come in and guide us in all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will only speak what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. These are the things that God has revealed to us by His Spirit, the Spirit that searches all things, even the deep things of God. He searches deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in Him. And He's filled with love and compassion. Release these words over us. That's the Word of God. Those are right from the Bible. We release those over us. It was various verses I put together. You'll need to pray that daily. Maybe pray this for a while and start to notice if God reveals anything. So now, you know, if you have not received Jesus, or maybe you're not sure, or you need to come back to Jesus, really easy. I'm just going to pray this prayer right now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit, that you would set me free in Jesus' name. Amen. It's not complicated, but now we want to move forward. Hang out with people. Hang out with my podcast and others, and you're going to see something happen. I want to release the blessing of the Father. This is the most powerful thing that you could possibly do, and I wish I would have done this earlier to my daughter. But then, you know, what had happened to me when the Father released the blessing over me, everything turned around. Most people have not received a blessing from the Father on earth or in heaven. So I want to be, kind of stand in as the surrogate here. And I call your attention. I call everything to attention. I call your spirit to attention, your body to attention. I call your soul to attention. And I bless you in the name of Jesus with the blessing and the love of the Father. And I declare that the Lord is not angry with you. And I'm proud of you, says the Lord. Most people would have given up. Most people would have quit. If you're hearing my voice, you're still here. And I'm going to break off the spirit of suicide and death, says the Lord. I'm going to impart hopelessness. I'm going to impart impart the antidote, the healing of hopelessness. And I was just removing some false stuff off of that. Numbers 6:24, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will turn his face toward you and give you his peace. The Lord loves you and he is so proud of you. He just wants you to know that you are an overcomer. You have not quit. You're going to see something. Open up now. Just keep moving forward. The Lord blesses you beyond what you could even dream. He's calling you out of those past seasons of death. He's calling you out right now. Come out of there. Almost like Lazarus. Jesus said, come out, Lazarus, out of the tomb. And he was dressed in grave clothes. I call you. Come out of the tomb. Take off the grave clothes. And the Lord is calling you to a new level of maturity no matter where you are. The Lord says, I'm going to allow you to see the blessing as you begin to move forward. You're going to also help others with the same pain, but you want to get through your own first. But there's also people like me. I was a leader for years. I was a prophet, and still I had to go back through some healing. So I call you right now up to maturity, up to the next level in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. If you need some help in this area with inner healing or, we have a website, a web page on my website that has some ministries that may help you. It's DougAddison.com/healing-resources. Those are all free resources there. But the people, they have programs and things like that that can help you. So, reach out to someone in prayer. This month, I'm so excited. My team has got a powerful, powerful thing in store. DougAddison.com/SOS. SOS, it's school time. It's called the Doug Addison School of the Supernatural. And it's actually all online. You'll be able to go through a deeper understanding of the supernatural, the ways that God speaks to you and moves. Now, registration is open now, but you can go there and sign up, and we'll get you some more details a little bit later. Also, we're still offering the By Hearing God Boot Camp. You get the physical book if you live in the right place where we could mail it to you. If you live in another country, we might not be able to do it, but go to DougAddison.com/bootcamp, where we have a 3-part audio series, my book, Hearing God Every Day, then at 3 audios, it's going to help you to hear God accurate, and then some PDF guides to help walk you through. It's only $38, DougAddison.com/bootcamp. I'm so excited. The Lord bless you. I tell you, we are moving into such an amazing season. God bless you. See you next week.